June 20th, 2017. Once again I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal now and patriarch of all mankind. I invite mankind to understand my justice. I do not desire that my justice fall upon earth. It is man who calls it down upon himself. The presence of my justice is in the world today, even as I speak to you, blanketing whole nations, ideologies, and individuals. I cannot withhold it, as the scale of justice must be balanced. I sorrow for those who call my justice down upon themselves, seemingly unaware of the consequences they are challenging and antagonizing. All I can do is to call them back to obedience to my commandments. This is why I am speaking here. Before my justice bears even greater consequences in the world, return, O man of earth, to righteousness by merit of your obediences to my commandments. Love me enough to listen and to obey. A note is given to read Ezra chapter 9, verse 15. You, O Lord, the God of Israel, thou art just, for we are left a remnant that has escaped, as at this day. Behold, we are before thee in our guilt, for none can stand before thee because of this. Another note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you. So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey. And he cried, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let every one turn from his evil way, and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Another note is given to read Romans chapter 2, 6 through 8. For he will render to every man according to his works. To those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.